It's their first studio album in almost 25 years. From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan, with music by The Who, well, half The Who. Pete Townsend and Roger Daltrey spent the past 4 years putting together the album they're calling Endless Wire. It features 19 new songs, including the mini opera Wire and Glass. There isn't anything on this record as good as anything they did on Quadrophenia, or Tommy, or Who's Next. In fact, nothing on this album's better than anything they did before 1976. But there's a sweetness between the two surviving members of the band, and the care that vocalist Roger Daltrey takes singing Townsend's songs, especially on the acoustic numbers, is touching. Give a listen to a song about three very different kids sharing their secrets. It's called Unholy Trinity. The Who, that version, primarily Roger Daltrey and Pete Townsend, included in the CD, are concert videos of the recent band. Coincidentally, The Who, live at the Isle of Wight in 1970, has been reissued on DVD. A video of The Who in their prime can be seen at our website, npr.org/allsongs. I love the title of our next tune. It's called Dear Flies, Love Spider. It's a love letter of sorts between a spider trying to entice the fly just a bit closer. The band is called the Lolos. They're based in Athens, Georgia. The CD's called Fire on the Bright Sky.
Dear flies,
The Lolo is a song called Dear Flies, Love Spider. It's on a CD called Fire on the Bright Sky. It's a tune that reminded me of progressive rock music from the 60s and 70s. When I hear references these days to prog rock, it's usually in the form of frenetic, fast keyboard runs, odd time signatures, but that isn't all there was to progressive rock in the 60s and 70s. It was music that often did take rock out of 4/4 time, but it was imaginative and it told stories, and often it was enchanting. Listen to this tune by King Crimson. And then think of the last song we heard by the Lolos, or the recent album by the Decembrists, The Crane Wife, and it may give you some perspective. The short title to this longish tune is called Epitaph, with Robert Fripp on guitar and Greg Lake, before his Emerson, Lake & Palmer days, singing.
Thank you.
King Crimson from their 1969 debut LP In the Court of the Crimson King, and one of the best uses of the Mellotron. The Mellotron was an early synthesizer of sorts with a keyboard that triggered tape recordings of flutes and strings and other instruments. This was before the days of digital sampling. From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan, and again this year, we're asking you to pick your favorite album of the year. Go to our webpage, npr.org/allsongs, and vote for the best record of the year, and tell us, if you can, what it is that makes it so amazing. We'll count down listener picks for the 10 best CDs of the year toward the top of December on a special All Songs Considered online call-in show. Get our newsletter for details. There's a link for that on our website as well. Two guys, two guitars, and a drum machine. Not a particularly winning combination, but in the hands of Rat-A-Tat, otherwise known as Evan Mast and Mike Stroud, it makes for one of the best instrumental CDs of the year. You may have heard this cut between news stories on All Things Considered. It's a favorite of mine when I'm directing. The tune's called Wildcat. Thank you. From the CD Classics, that tune from the New York duo, Rat-A-Tat, is called Wildcat. Our next song's from a three-piece boy band from Toronto. I couldn't find much more about them. I just know I love the songs on their self-titled EP called Born Ruffians. This tune's called This Sentence Will Ruin, Save Your Life. Born Ruffians, a fun self-titled EP, and that song was called This Sentence Will Ruin / Save Your Life. There's a new three-song EP from a band that many have come to love this year, the Arctic Monkeys. Of the three songs on the new EP, the first two tunes are good, no real surprises, but the third tune was so much of a surprise I had to check the CD player to see if I hadn't flipped to an FM pop station. It's a cover of an old rhythm and blues tune made famous back in 1965 by Barbara Mason called Baby, I'm Yours. The tune was written by Van McCoy, the same guy that a decade later wrote the infectiously annoying tune Do the Hustle. You'll like this one a whole lot more. From the EP Leave Before the Lights Come On, here's the Arctic Monkeys. And don't forget, though the election is over, you have one more important vote to cast. Tell us your CD of the year. Come to our site and vote. We'll post the 10 best albums with a song from each, and I'll host a call-in show where we'll count down the results. All this info is on our site, npr.org/allsongs. Two more concerts coming up, OK Go and Cat Power. I'm Bob Boylan from NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered.
Baby, I'm yours.
Baby, I'm yours.
And I'll be yours.
Yours
until the stars fall from the sky. I'm gonna stay right here by your side and do my best to keep you satisfied. Nothing in the world could drive me away. Every day you'll hear me say, baby, I'm yours.
something crumbles.